Affairs will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is area code 844-291-6364. And the access code number is 974-5877. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a monitor to dial 1, then 0 for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you to a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait on the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you'll be unmuted, and you will now be ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on and prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. I will maintain a decorum during the hearing as it is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting and or disconnected or muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings as close to the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient to all interested parties that they can be heard. Before we begin the legislative process and business this hearing, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the loss of 8 Marines and 1 sailor following the sinking of the amphibious assault vehicle off the coast of California. We thank them for their service and their sacrifice. I know I speak for all of my colleagues when I say we will never stop working to repay our debt of gratitude to their commitment to this great nation. There is nothing we can say that will make the pain of their loss any easier, but our thoughts and our prayers, our hearts are with the grieving families. Their service to our nation will never be forgotten. Here are the names of the lives lost from Bravo Company, Battalion Landing Team 1, 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Lance Corporal Guillermo S. Perez, 20, of New Brentford, Texas, Rifleman. Private First Class Brian J. Balteria, 19, of Corona, California, Rifleman. Lance Corporal Marco A. Barcaro, 21, of Montebello, California, Rifleman. Private First Class Evan A. Bath, 19, of Oak Creek, Wisconsin, Rifleman. U.S. Navy Hospitalman Christopher Jim, 22, of Stockton, California, Hospital Corpsman. Private First Class Ryan Ordvorsky, 21, of Bend, Oregon, Rifleman. Corporal Wesley A. Rod, 23, of Harris, Texas, rifleman. Lance Corporal Chase D. Sweetwood, 19, of Portland, Oregon, a rifleman. Corporal Caesar A. Villanueva, 21, of Riverside, California, rifleman. We also send our wishes for the fast recovery of the Marines injured in this same accident. Now I would like to open the floor to any comments, but ladies and gentlemen, I think I've said it all. To the families, I had the honor to meet with one of the families in Montebello yesterday, and on behalf of the state of California, the governor, we send our condolences. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Take your seats. Thank you. We'll continue with today's agenda. Let's establish a quorum. I'd like to remind members to turn on their microphones. Consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Here.
Archuleta, here. Grove. Hurtado.
Here.
Hurtado, here. Nielsen. Roth.
Here.
Roth, here. Umberg.
Here.
Umberg, here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk, present. You have a quorum, sir.
We have a quorum. The consultant has established we have a quorum, ladies and gentlemen. We have three bills on the Senate calendar today. The committee will look at one, and two are on consent. Do we have a motion on the consent calendar?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I have a consent calendar approval and moved by Senator Wilk. Again, please turn your microphones on so everyone can hear your vote when made. Consultant, please call the roll.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Grove. Hurtado.
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye.
Now let's hear from our the count. Please consult. All right. Now let's hear from our author, AB 3371. And welcome, Assemblymember Jackie Irwin. You may present your bill.
Thank you very much, Chair and Senators. Today I am presenting AB 3371, which amends the data reporting requirements of the annual Suicides Among Veterans in California report. Suicide is a tragic public health problem that can and should be prevented by increased awareness and suitable treatment. The first report released in 2019, regretfully, only contained 2 pages. The second report, released in June of this year, was double in length, but still only analyzed this important issue for 4 pages. This brief analysis is even more concerning as the contents of the report identified disturbing statistics, including 690 suicide deaths among California veterans, and that veteran suicide deaths made up 16% of all suicides in 2018, an overrepresentation by over 250%. The current reports contain insufficient data to draw any conclusions or inferences to take action or implement policy. AB 3371 amends the data reporting requirements to gather further demographic information and to compare current and past data to identify trends. We must pass this bill this year as the report collection, the data collection lag is long for this report. The report released in June of this year contained data for 2018. Any delay in the implementation of this bill will be compounded by the 2-year delay in available data. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote today.
Thank you, Assemblywoman. Due to the constraints regarding the length of the hearing, technology considerations, and cleaning protocols, committee chair may institute time limits on testimony. Each will be permitted 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. Let's begin with any witnesses here in room 4203 testifying in support. I see no one. Are there any witnesses in room 112? I see no one. who wishes to testify in support on AB 3371. Thank you. Now we'll move on to the witnesses waiting to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of AB 3371. We will begin.
Ladies and gentlemen on the phone line, if you are in support of AB 3371, please press 10 at this time. Again, if you are in support, it is 10 at this time. It'll be just a moment.
Moderator, how many witnesses to testify in support? We hear none.
Looks like we do have one in the queue.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay, just a moment here. And so the first person we will go to will be at number 12. Number 12, your line is open.
Thank you. Kim Stone of Stone Advocacy on behalf of Associated Builders and Contractors of Northern California in support.
Once again, if you are on support of AB 3371, please press 10.
Moderator, please prompt any witness in support of AB 33 one more time.
Once again, if you are in support, please press 10 at this time. At this time, we have no further in the queue. Please continue, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Having heard from all supporters, are there any witnesses here in room 4203 who wish to testify in opposition? I see none. Are there any witnesses in room 112 who wish to testify in opposition of AB 3371? I see none. Thank you. We'll move on to witnesses to testify via telephone. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in opposition of AB 3371.
And now, if you're in opposition of AB 3371, please press 10. Again, 10 if you're in opposition. Once again, if you're in opposition, please press 10.
Moderator, please prompt.
No one in our queue.
Was there someone in the queue?
At this time, we have nobody in our queue.
Very good. Moderator, please prompt the witnesses one more time in opposition to AB 3371.
Absolutely. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in opposition of AB 3371, please press 10. And at this time, we have none in opposition. Please continue, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I'd like to thank those who called in and support. Now we'll ask the members any questions or comments. Let me turn it over. Members?
Move the bill.
None. I have a motion to move the bill. Before we go on, I'd like to ask... I'd like to once again thank Senator Irwin. If you'd like to close.
I'm sure everybody's ready to go home, so I will respectfully ask for your support.
And I have a motion to move the bill by Senator Wilk. Do pass, but first re-refer to appropriations. Consultant, please call the roll.
AB 3371, the motion is do pass, but first we refer to appropriations. Archuleta.
Aye.
Grove. Hurtado.
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Nielsen. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. 5-0. Bill's out, sir.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank the staff who put this hearing together and to everyone who submitted their support. If you were not able to testify today, please submit your comments or suggestions in writing to the Veterans Affairs Committee or visit the website. Your comments and suggestions are important to all of us. We want you to be included in the testimony on this official hearing and the records. Thank you. We appreciate your participation. Thank you, Assemblymember. And thank you, everyone, for your patience and cooperation. We have concluded the agenda. The Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs is hereby adjourned. Thank you.